Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. No single instance will transform your beliefs, but as the votes build up, so does the evidence of your new identity. James Clear. What's up, and welcome back to another coffee talk. Today we're going to be doing an espresso brew, and I wanted to talk about how to actually let me rewind that. The truth about actually changing your life. There's so many reasons why I want to talk about this, because I feel like we talk about change a lot on both the Coach channel, and I feel like in my vlogs too, and just on my main channel throughout the last few years, I feel like it's been a lot of just like growing up and going for change and like just witnessing. I guess lately I've just been feeling a little bit more nostalgic because I've been going back into old footage and just kind of pulling some things together, and in doing that it's made me realize just how much change can happen over time, and witnessing and seeing just the documentation of so much change in my own life, it got me thinking about the subject. And I feel like even right now in my own life, I'm in the middle of just cultivating a lot of changes, and they're all changes that I'm kind of actively pursuing. Like, I've consciously decided that I wanted to make changes in certain areas of my life, and so now I'm kind of in like the thick of doing those changes, and I've been talking about it in my vlogs and with you guys. Like, I feel like I've themed a couple of the coffee talks off of like how to change your habits and just little things that I feel like I'm learning in my own life. And I want to talk about the truth about changing your life, because given my past experience, because I feel like my life has changed, and some of that change I actively pursued, and some of that change just kind of happened almost like without me even noticing it. And in that experience, and also the experience that I'm going through right now trying to cultivate new change, I feel like if I could just, you know, take parts of me that didn't know certain things that I had to learn along the way, if I could go back and like tell myself certain truths that I wish I went into past changes with, these are pretty much the things that I would tell myself. These are the truths that I learned along the way of changing my own life, and that I'm trying to kind of implement into the changes that I'm taking now. So there's a lot of different, I think, questions when it comes to change. Like, for instance, how long is changing your life going to take? Or how come we can start with changes, but then they don't seem to stick around? Like, after a few weeks, we're kind of back into our old grooves. And I think also too, I mean, there's been so many times in my life where I've like realized that I wanted to change something. You know, you kind of have that big epiphany, like maybe you discover your dream, or you just notice something that you never noticed before, and then you're suddenly super inspired. Or there's been times like I've seen movies or just ran on somebody's like, you know, social media account that was super motivating, and then all of a sudden, overnight, I want to change my life. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 this. And then we think that it can kind of be this like overnight divine intervention that we wake up as just brand new people, and like that truth, and how just debunking even like that concept. There's also just the big misconception that change is like supposed to be really easy, or that it's going to be really easy. And again too, I think it's not necessarily a problem, but just something to be aware of. And I say this as somebody that has just recently went back and witnessed like I said, the documentation of a lot of my life. We watch these like movies and these documentaries and these things that are made to make us feel motivated. And I say that as somebody that I consider my content to kind of have the underlying theme of motivation. Like, I definitely, when I create content, I definitely go into it with the mindset of like, how can I make people feel good based on what I'm trying to do today? And so I say that as even a creator, like I say that on both sides. I say that on the creator side and in the audience side, because I've seen movies that have made me super excited and think that like, you know, going through like crazy training will happen in like a 30-second B-roll of just like cool, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you're just gonna like walk in and be a new person, like in Legally Blonde, or like, I don't know why Kung Fu Panda is coming to mind, but Kung Fu Panda. And like, even again, when I look back on my life or when I make those like year at a glance videos, like I'm always kind of aware of the fact that I'm like, the year didn't feel like this, but looking at it this way makes you think, or it makes your brain think that that's how it was. And realistically, when I look back on how much my life has changed, I didn't really notice it changing. It just kind of happened. And I think that that's the other common misconception, that change is something that is just like a lightning flash and like all of a sudden we're new people, or that it's supposed to be super easy or super motivating and inspiring all the time. And it's definitely not. Like, we definitely make change over the progression of time, and it sometimes doesn't even feel like we're changing until all of a sudden we look back and we're like, oh shit, things are really different now. In my opinion, I think that change, especially change that we're looking to manifest into our lives, it's usually pretty simple, but it's rarely very easy. And in the changes that I have gone for in my life, and then the changes that I'm going for right now, and like I said, if I could just go back to like a younger version of me that didn't know these things, if I could just have somebody tell me the truth about change, these are a lot of the truths that I would have told younger me. So the first kind of misconception, or the first hidden truth, if you will, about change is, I guess, rooting down to the reason why we actually want to change. And this one's important because if we don't know exactly why we're actually trying to change something in our lives, I feel like it doesn't ever really last. And that why can be a multitude of different things, but it can also be, if I'm being like really honest, if we're talking about really big, deep-rooted change, right? It can also be a bit of like a game of smoke and mirrors. So in my experience, I've talked to you guys before about how there was long periods of time in my life, like big chunks of time, where I had convinced myself that I was changing my body in the right ways and for the right reasons, when really I was just kind of being a delusional. Like, I feel like I was kind of playing charades on myself, because I would know exactly what I was doing and why I was doing it, but I wouldn't want to face that truth, because a lot of the times, like, let's just be real, none of us are perfect, and we all have kind of like skeletons in our closet, you know? And if you're too afraid to look at the skeletons, if you're not willing to be really honest with yourself, even when it isn't pretty, then I think that change becomes 10 times more difficult, or like it doesn't get deeply rooted inside of your life, and it doesn't actually change and manifest the things that you're truly looking for. Because keep in mind, I feel like I'm about to go off. These are not on my points, but I have to do this tangent. Change, a lot of the times, we pin it to something physical. And that makes sense, because when we see physical change, that's proof for us. That seems like, okay, now I know for sure, like there is no denying that that change has been made. We do it in the like our environments and the things around us, like I said, in our bodies, and trying to change our bodies, and trying to change the numbers we see in the bank accounts, and like all of these things, right? These are all physical things. But what we're actually truly looking for when we go to change anything is to change how we feel. Because if we felt good about what we'd had, or what is already in front of us, then we wouldn't feel a need to change it, right? Like, it would be like a no-brainer. You would just continue on, I guess, enjoying and living your life. I don't believe that all change, though, is rooted in being unhappy. I just think that it can be rooted in so many different things. And if we're not aware of what those things are, then we're not in the driver's seat of our change. It's kind of driving us. So again, sometimes this requires getting really honest with yourself. When I touch back on that personal experience of lying to myself to make myself feel okay with the changes that I was making, the thing that started to get really old for me was that no matter how much my body changed physically on the outside, I still didn't feel any different. And so I knew that that change wouldn't be able, it didn't feel like it was deeply rooting. I just could sense that I was gonna have to do something about it soon. And then I did, you know, I went to therapy, and I have a video on it. I'll pop it up on the screen, because I feel like that subject in general is hard to just like dip in and dip out, but we have so much to talk about today. But yeah, I just feel like I had to get really honest and be like, why am I actually looking to change my body? And what am I changing it for? Who am I changing it for? A lot of the times when we do get honest about those truths, we see, or we root to things that we can untangle. Like, it doesn't paint you in any kind of way. It just makes you human, and we're all flawed. We are all human. And a lot of the times, like, when you can get honest about that truth, you can make it a lot less serious. Like, when I finally admitted that I felt like I was chasing like a standard that I didn't necessarily agree with, or that I was doing unhealthy things in order to try and, you know, seem like I was healthy. And when I really got honest about those things, I was able to kind of see past what I was doing into why I was doing, and realized that a lot of it is so deeply embedded in things that we see. And it made me just aware of the fact that I wanted to be more conscious about what I was surrounding myself with. And I wanted to be more conscious about the messaging and the things that I agreed with. Anyway, I'm getting off again, but just get real about your truth, because when you really want to make lasting change, if you really want to feel different, like on a daily basis, you truly want to feel like happier, lighter, more joyful, more abundant, whatever the change is that you're looking to feel, you have to be able to root it to a deeper sense of why. And a lot of the times I think too, and this is the one I feel like I'm kind of working on with 2020, is you have to be able to root it to a deep emotion too. It needs to come from, in my opinion, a good place. And when it does come from a good place, I think that's when things start to align for us and it starts feeling like that change comes a little bit easier. But anyway, I've gone on about this point long enough. Just get real about why you want to change things and let it be okay if your answer is, I want to change this because it seems like it's what everybody else is doing. Because the minute that you see that, if you're like, whoa, I didn't realize that's why I was doing that, that is like the magic moment. Because then you get to actively choose whether or not you're going to keep that change or weed it out for a higher priority change that's more aligned with who you are, you know? So another truth that I would go back in time and answer to myself, because I know I ask the universe this question so many times and I've asked myself this question so many times, and it's, why doesn't change last? Like, why, when you do start to make changes, whether it's maybe you start adopting a new fitness routine, or maybe you start waking up a little bit earlier, maybe you start writing a book, like you get a few chapters in and you start really making these new habits and these new changes in your life, why doesn't it last? I think obviously, first and foremost, touching back on the last one, if you're not true about the truths, like why you're actually wanting to change something, I think that's one of the easiest ones. But I think that there's more to this. I feel like a lot of the times, again, with that misconception that change is just gonna happen overnight, if we get really inspired, that feeling is intoxicating. And then suddenly we're just like, we feel like we are invincible. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. I just think that it can sometimes lead to not being realistic about how much change we can do right away. And that might make it so that we bite off more than we can chew. And so maybe you went from not working out, not exercising, not prepping your meals, not like reading or not biking to work every day, not calling your grandmother once a week or whatever your changes are, to suddenly trying to do all of those things every single day. That is going to be not only one, such an overwhelming amount of change for your brain to try and get used to that you're inevitably gonna be mentally fatigued and physically fatigued, but also two, that is taking on so much at once that it's going to feel, or it's going to be nearly impossible to actually keep those things up and running. And this is one of those things that I, again, if I could go back in time and tell this to myself, I think I would have saved myself a lot of burnout, because I used to go on this roller coaster ride over and over again of just feeling like I was crushing it. And I mean, in a lot of ways I was, like, it's not like I wasn't making changes and I could see the changes and that felt really good. But I would hit this wall every time where I would just deplete and I would feel so tired and I would feel so sluggish and I just like wouldn't want to do anything. I would drop all of the new changes and just kind of retreat back and need to recharge. And a lot of the times, again, I would kind of almost go into this mindset of like, oh, I'm such a failure, or like whatever, I just need a break and then I'll pick it all back up at once again. And it took such a long time for me to kind of realize that what I was doing was such extreme dips, when it would make so much more sense and probably take a lot less energy if I could bring myself back into a bit more of an equilibrium. Like if I could just, maybe if I'm having like an overwhelming day, drop one or two things and know that that still made it better than yesterday because I'm listening to myself, you know, to just be freaking realistic. And so that was not an easy task for my brain. I feel like my brain was so wired to just be so, I'm a Pisces, like I'm a dreamer. I just think I can do it all, but also do it all with my head in the clouds. Like it's just so unrealistic. And so being aware of that and being conscious of that, it makes it so that I can now actively choose to realize that change isn't one of those things that just sticks just because you decide you're gonna do something or because you feel like you are a certain way or you align with something that you've seen or you're inspired or you're motivated. Like, there comes a point where that will dip off, but when that dips off, you want to have a manageable task in front of you that when the motivation goes away and when the inspiration goes away, because it just will, you're going to be able to keep that up. You're going to be able to still make that step because you're not taking leaps. You're just taking tiny steps. And then when the motivation comes back, you can start taking a bit bigger of a step, you know? And then my only other point with why change doesn't necessarily last right away is also too that we don't change our environments. We only just change our choices. So we think that, like, if we just wake up and live our lives completely the way that we have been now, but because we're feeling inspired and we're feeling motivated, that all of this change is just going to start magically clicking into place. In a lot of ways, I don't think you have to do this, okay? But in my experience, I think one of the reasons why I like to move around my room all the time, or I like to change around decor, or, you know, kind of change around a routine a little bit, is because I think when you keep everything exactly the same, it gets so easy for your brain to go into autopilot. It's so easy for you to just do the same thing over and over again. You might not even realize. I had this revelation recently that I have this shoulder pops really loud all the time, and this shoulder just doesn't. And it's something that, like, it's kind of like a party trick. Like, sometimes when I'm just feeling a little extra, I'll just be like sitting around and I'll just be like, and it's just like the loudest crack. And then I don't know how, but the last few times I went to go put on a sports bra, because those things are freaking tight, okay? When you're putting that on, it's not comfortable. I realized that I always put this arm in first, and it kind of like puts my shoulder in this weird position. And I realized that I've been doing that probably for years and years and years without even realizing it. And that's probably why this shoulder makes that popping sound and this one doesn't. So this is so random, but anyway, this has a point, I swear. So now every time I go to put on a sports bra, it's almost like this new trigger for my brain to put my left arm in first. And that sounds really silly, but those changes, when you think about it, it's going to compound, and that creates such an easy pathway for your brain to follow. And our brains are very smart in the sense of they don't want to waste energy that they don't have to. We don't want to waste energy that we don't have to. So our brains naturally are programmed to look for the easiest route. So it's not going to think like, oh yeah, you know, we've been really putting our right arm in first a lot. Like, I think that maybe today we should put in the left arm. And it's like, it's not going to do that unless you consciously are aware. So what was my point? Oh, change your atmosphere. When you actually make changes in your atmosphere, when you start doing things differently, even as simple of a change as putting your left arm in front of your right arm will cause your brain to actually have to create new pathways. And when you're creating new pathways and those pathways start to dig in enough, then you're actually creating a new identity. You know, that sounds silly, but you're creating the identity as somebody who puts their left arm in first, or who actively chooses to go back and forth each day. This is such a weird metaphor, but you have to create a fresh atmosphere, and you have to keep your atmosphere supportive of the changes that you're trying to make. Like, if you're trying to eat healthy, you can't surround yourself with like junk food and like temptations all the time, because it's not going to be your fault when you cave. Your atmosphere is not in support of the changes you're trying to make. Anyway, longest tangent ever about why change doesn't last. Let's move on to the next point. So the next truth about change, or how to change your life, is the fact that change is simple but not easy. And this can be a good thing and a bad thing. When we are trying to make changes in our life, especially like deeply rooted change, like I'm talking, you know, you want to go from feeling weird and crappy to living your high thrive, like the best life ever. The more that you want that change, the more complicated it's going to feel. The more pressure you're going to feel, because it's going to seem like so much change. And when you hit that wall, I guess the most calming thing that you can remind yourself, at least, or go back in time and remind myself, is to start small. You have to start small. This is like the trick. This is the biggest trick that I'm using in 2020 this year, because I feel like this is the one thing that I never did before. I never took my changes on small. I took them on in big chunks. And so I read Atomic Habits at the beginning of January, and it's by James Clear, and it's an amazing book. I highly recommend it. But the biggest takeaway has been how small of changes I've been making on a day-to-day basis. And the biggest thing that I'm realizing is how much more frequent the changes are starting to compound. You know what I mean? I feel like whereas I used to, like I said, take on changes in such big chunks, it would make me feel like really excited and really happy for a few days. But then again, I would get depleted. And instead, I feel like I've just been like actively, I was in a weird place end of 2019, okay? I feel like I've kind of touched on that a few times. We've never really talked about it, and I don't really think I want to, but I was in a weird place and I was in a sad place. And I feel like personally, not just anyway, I don't even know. I just felt like I was here, okay? I didn't feel like I was way down there. I just felt like I was here. And I was like, I know I'm here, but I know that I'm getting there. And I just need to just keep taking little steps every day. And it's been even already, I don't know, like a few months since I felt like I was there. And those little changes and those little tiny just moments of noticing and being like, oh, I'm gonna actively choose something different, or I'm gonna try and just do a little bit better than I did yesterday at this one thing. Those things started to compound. And like I said, I feel like I still, when I think of 2020 long term, and just in general, the next 5 years long term, I feel like the changes that I'm making right now, as small as they feel, I know what they're leading to, because I know what my map destination is, or at least what the direction is. And so I feel like those changes already feel like they are showing up in my life. Like, I feel like I'm catching these little treasures and I'm like, ooh, like it's starting to work. And this only feels like a little bit of the beginning. And that's a really exciting feeling, because I guess in terms of talking to old me, that was always something I wondered. I was never able to slow down enough to actually take on change slow enough. And so I felt like a lot of the times I was just in such a rush to make so much change at once that I didn't take my time. And so I didn't really get to see change happen without an urgency or a sense of anxiety. My moral of the story here is that you don't have to change your life overnight. And in fact, I don't think any time we do, it's very long lasting, if at all. I think that when we start small and we actually just make the tiniest little changes, like you get up 15 minutes earlier, I'm talking, or one habit at a time, like you have 4 seasons this year, you have 12 months this year, you don't have to do everything at once. In fact, if you take on one thing and you master that one thing, then take on another thing, not only is the change going to be so much more deeply rooted and longer lasting, but you're going to actually enjoy the process. And I think that that's the most important thing, at least in my experience in the past, that I was missing. I felt like I was missing the process. I was speeding up the process because I just wanted the change so badly. And in missing the process, when you put that into life's metaphor, like, you know, the whole concept that, you know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. If you're missing the journey just to try and get to the destination, if you are missing the process just trying to get to the change, then what is the change even for? That's when I think we get to that change and we don't feel any different, because we weren't appreciating the process. We weren't appreciating the hard work. We weren't appreciating the dedication. We weren't appreciating the times when, even though it was super simple, it wasn't easy, but we still kept on showing up and just trying to make even just the tiniest inch forward, but never backwards. That's like, I feel like the golden rule of change that I just like overstepped so many times, because doing things in big chunks felt just more, I don't know, it just felt more, I was running on pure anxiety. So because I haven't really been going as strictly with my points today, I kind of touched on this last truth a little bit in the last point, but the next truth is just like, or question, I guess, is how long is change going to then take? So if we're just, you know, taking baby steps, how long are we going to have to wait to start seeing changes? And like I just kind of mentioned, I've been taking little baby steps, or I've just been actively and consciously doing my best to kind of keep my life slow and a little bit more deep, like just simplified, and little tiny changes like this, and knowing that I have like a list literally in my bullet journal of all of the new changes I want to make, but just picking like one or two a month and doing it that way. I have already noticed changes, and I'm only a month into January. I'm only a month into 2020. So I can say in my experience that you will start to notice the changes a little sooner than you think. That said, if you're somebody that's used to taking off big chunks, then it might not be the same kind of changes that you're used to seeing. For instance, you might be looking for this huge drastic change overnight, and when you only see like a little bit of change, it might not register right away exactly that it's working, but when you do look back, you will see that it is working. So the good news is, you know, your life is going to change every single day. It's just the bad news is that it's not going to change overnight. And I don't think it should. That's the whole missing the process thing. So how long does change actually take? It takes every single day, and then it also takes a lifetime. Because again, in my opinion, I don't think that we ever stop changing. I don't think I ever want to stop changing, at least. I'm going to be far into my 80s and I'm still going to be trying to like master new things and learn new things because, I mean, that's what we're here for, right? Like, why waste our time when it's so precious and it's been gifted to us? Why waste it chasing things that we don't want to learn about, that we don't want to experience? And when I think about how these changes that I've made in my own life, like, again, reminiscing on old footage, which is like such a weird and cool thing that our generation will get to do and our following generations. But I can tell you that mountains that were like monstrous mountains that were in my way, I didn't realize until looking backwards how much those have cleared, how much I've actually pushed space between me and those mountains. And you don't realize it because you're only pushing that mountain like an inch every single day. But then you look backwards and you're like, oh crap, like think about how different your life is a year ago to now or 2 years ago to now, and things that used to be big challenges to you then, and how different or how much you've maybe moved and kind of worked with those challenges to evolve or get stronger or learn something new or find a way around that mountain or find a way around that like challenge, you know? But I think, in my opinion, and hey, I could be wrong, but I don't ever want to stop changing. So therefore, I think that how long is it going to take is kind of like a catch 22, because I think that you get it every day, but you also take an entire lifetime. It goes all the way to the very end. So there's no date to write and circle in your calendar, but instead I think that every day and every little moment that we have, those are opportunities to create change. Every single moment, from the moment like that you're done with this podcast or video, you're going to be introduced again to whether it's another video or looking up and like doing something, like, you know what, no matter what comes next for all of us, we get the opportunity to choose exactly what we want to do. And that right there is just like that's the gates to everything we basically just talked about. So it's completely up to us. The other thing that, where did I get this from? Oh, the other book that I'm actually reading right now, it's called The Obstacle is the Way. And again, especially if you're not someone that's a huge reader, this one is definitely one I would like scream from the mountaintops, because it's one of those ones that it's like you could read 2 or 3 pages a day. But it's super, especially if you find yourself to be a bit more of a sensitive person, I feel like it's like really good at, it's been really good for helping me grow a bit more of a backbone this year. And like the whole concept of that book is that the things that feel the hardest is usually the way that we should go. That's usually where we should start. And I think that that's the change that will actually change our lives. So when you think about the obstacles in your life and you think about the things that might be standing in your way, that to me, I think in a lot of ways, is where kind of our purpose begins, because that obstacle is the way, that challenge is the growth. And yeah, that process is the destination, or the, I would say change again, but I feel like I've said that word a million times today. I guess the moral of my story today, or the moral and moral truth that I'll leave you with today, and young version me with today, is that change is one of those things where if you do a little bit better, if you just make a bit more of an effort every day, a little bit of a change in the right direction, and never backwards, and you let all of those yesterdays compile, then you'll just witness, like you won't even need anyone to tell you, you'll be able to see how quickly and how deeply your life will change. So I guess the only question is now, what exactly is it that you want to change? And if you guys actually have an answer to that, feel free to leave it in the comment section down below, or, you know, write it into me however you see fit. Aside from that, I hope you guys enjoyed today's espresso brew. If you guys have any future espresso topics that you guys want to dive into, espresso is basically anything that's like adulting or gisting or just like inspiration, motivation to like, you know, get out there and change your life, which is pretty much exactly what we talked about all day today. Leave all those down below or just send those in to me as well. Aside from that, I hope you guys are having an amazing week, and I'll talk to all of you guys next week. Anyways, bye guys.